Ginagamit ng mga Chino ang marijuana buhat pa noong nagdaang 5,000 taon. Kasama dito ang pot, hashish, grass at dope bilang gamot na herbal. Ginamit din ito ng mga Amerikano para sa kanilang paggagamot noong mga dekadang 1930 at nawala lamang sa popularidad nang lumabas ang marijuana tax law sa kanilang bansa. Ang tanong ay, bakit ang isang matandang halaman na ginamit ng ilang siglo para sa maraming sakit ay nauwi sa pagiging illegal ngayon? Pinagbigyan kami ni Dr. Arthur Echano na makapanayam siya tungkol sa tinatawag na medical marijuana at kung ano ang mga pagbabagong ginawa upang ito ay muling bumalik sa larangan ng medisina. Magandang umaga po, Dr. Echano.
Magandang umaga rin.
Yung aming unang tanong, ang paggamit nitong marijuana, medical marijuana, ito po ba'y ligtas sa kahit sino?
Dahil sa medical marijuana, walang problema. Ang may problema yung recreational marijuana. Iba yun. Ibang usapan yun. Ang dahilan kung bakit ligtas, dahil sa katawan natin, merong receptors, yung ating cells like nerve cells and other cells of the body, meron yung receptor para sa marijuana. Ibig sabihin, we were made actually to be able to use marijuana. Dahil nasa ano natin, nasa system natin yun, natatanggapin ang katawan natin.
Mm-hmm.
Yung medical marijuana.
Right. Eh, yung isang klase, nauuwi yun sa addiction, ano?
Kasi ang marijuana, marami yan. Maraming ingredients yan. Merong THC, merong cannabidiol, and then many other components. Yung ang hindi maganda dyan, yung THC, yun ang tinitake ng mga...
May addict.
Na-addict. Mm-hmm. Dahil yun ang kakwahaya. Yun yung problema... Malaking problema yun dahil pwede yung naapektuhan ang ating isip negatively.
Right. Wala po bang side effects kung gagamit itong medical marijuana?
As long as it's used in its proper dose, wala. Minor side effect lang kung sakali. Dahil lahat naman tayo we react to anything including food. Yung iba, sabi nila, they feel nauseous. Pero most of the time, I haven't heard anything.
Magastos po ba itong medical marijuana?
At the moment, magastos dahil medical marijuana has been approved here in Australia since last year. Kaya lang, di pa available masyado dahil the government is still looking for companies that they think are reliable and dependable. That's why taking a lot of time before they really release to the public.
So ito po ay iba dun sa mga marijuana na ginagamit ng mga addict, ganun ba?
Iba yun. Iba yun dahil ang main component nun, THC. Ito medical marijuana, ang main component nito, ang tawag ay CBD or cannabidiol. Yun ang the good side of marijuana.
So nasa pamilya ng cannabis, ano po?
Pareho yun. Mm. Kaya lang yung cannabis, if you harvest it, maraming ingredients yun. Ginagawa ng mga pharmaceutical, yung mga companies, tinatanggal nila yung THC.
Ah.
They just keep the good stuff.
Ang good stuff, oo. Ano po ba mga uri ng sakit na pwedeng gamitan ng medical marijuana?
Kasi sa Amerika, mayroon ng isang company, a British company, that been using it and also doing research for a long time.
Mm.
And actually, they're just waiting for FDA approval for epilepsy. Because it's working very well for epilepsy, Alzheimer's. They also have this company also has a patent rights that they have applied with FDA for Alzheimer's, breast cancer, colon cancer, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, prostate cancer, schizophrenia. The list goes on and on. Anxiety, depression, sometimes even for sleeping. But the main thing at the moment, I think, is the epilepsy. And also pain, a very good painkiller without the side effects that you see in opiates.
Malaki pala ang sakop nito na nagagamot.
Napakalaki. Kaya sa Canada, they want to legalize it this month. They want to legalize it for the whole of Canada.
Oh, okay.
So in the U.S., about 28 states have already legalized marijuana, and the other 22 states are thinking about it.
Right.
Because they realize they made a big mistake before. It used to be legal. How come they made it illegal?
Bakit ginawa nilang illegal?
And now they made it legal again. Which means they don't tell you that they made a boo-boo. But that's what happened.
Okay. Garantisado po bang gagaling yung mga pasyente nito?
Well, I can't say from experience dahil hindi pa nga rito available dahil ano pa lang, sisimula pa lang. Pero from what I heard from the Canadians and the Americans, they are so excited about it because for example, mayroon tayong kababayan na may sakit dahil na disgrasya na bali likod. Malamang mauwi yan sa nagtitake sila ng malalakas na painkillers with terrible side effects.
Yeah.
Pero sa marijuana, wala ang side effect. Kaya yung isa kong pasyente na balik-balik sa doktor dahil di siya gumagaling eh. Dahil nagkaroon siya ng motor vehicle accident. Sabi ng espesyalista niya, kung ako sa'yo, maghahanap lang ako ng marijuana. Kasi yung binibigay ko sa yung gamot na itong mga ito, ang baksik na side effect nito, marijuana. Minor lang kung sakali man. But he told him, don't quote me on that because I might lose my license.
Oo nga. Bawal pa eh.
Bawal pa eh. Sa US, okay na. Canada, pero Australia, bawal pa.
Bawal pa. Ito yung aking huling tanong, Doc. Ito po ba pwede rin gamitin sa in replacement ng euthanasia? Kasi yung mga taong gusto nang mamatay, dahil sa sakit na hindi nila kayang tiisin. Kung bibigyan ng medical marijuana, baka mawala yung sakit nila at mabuhay pa ng mas mahaba.
It's not actually a replacement for euthanasia. Euthanasia is mercy killing. But the marijuana is not going to kill the person. It will only alleviate the pain while he's still alive. Kasi kung meron, may cancer dyan, may cancer na malala na, hindi na maano. As long as they are alive, they will have a good quality of life dahil, yeah, they got cancer, they're dying, but they're not in pain.
Yun nga, kung gagamit sila ng medical marijuana, mapapahaba, hindi sila agad mahanap ng lason para mamatay, parang ganon.
Hindi, kasi yung sa pasyente ko, yung ginawa niya sa tatay niya, dahil pancreatic cancer terminal, he died peacefully, sabi niya, not because of any painkiller, but we just give him marijuana.
Marijuana.
he died 6 months ago. We knew it that he's gonna die anyway because it's terminal. But he said he died without complaining to us. Ikadalasan masasakit ng mga.
Ayan, magandang balita pala. Doc, marami pong salamat sa inyong panahon. Marami kaming natutunan at alam kong mga tagapakinig namin, marami ding nalaman. Salamat
okay.
muli.
Okay, you're welcome, Louis.
Okay po, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa Wikang Filipino.